You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we will be bringing you a pub quiz style program with five rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each. We also start every episode with a bonus anagram, which will be due at the end of the episode after the answers for round five. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 103 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you know that we have a brand new visual roundup on our website for the month of September?
I sure did.
It features photographs of famous authors, and it's called Do the Right Thing. Get it?
How do you spell right in that?
That's the funny part. I spelled it W-R-I-T-E. Bazoing. Ka-ka-ka. Crack.
Plot twist.
Yeah. I also sent all of our Trivia Time Tater patrons a very special bonus episode for the month of September that was dog themed. So if you are jealous about that, you might consider becoming a patron of the show.
You should be jealous.
Woof. Speaking of patrons, we had a new one hop on board recently. Big thanks to Jackie. Jackie O, actually. The other Jackie O.
Aww.
I received a really lovely email from her, and she became a patron, so new friend of the show.
Hey, thanks, Jackie.
Yeah. Also, a few new five-star reviews popped up, which we always love. Huge thanks to S. Sheck and Julie Coldcase. Both of them left really awesome five-star reviews. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, folks. All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is the owl suit. T-H-E-O-W-L-S-U-I-T. And the question that goes with this anagram is, released in 2021 on HBO, what satirical comedy drama series follows the lives of the staff and guests at a tropical resort in Hawaii? Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called I Wanna Fact You Like an Animal. This general knowledge round contains answers that all include the word animal.
Question number one. What popular social simulation Nintendo video game features a character named Tom Nook, a raccoon-dog hybrid who operates the village store and issues loans? Question number two. What circus-themed American-Chinese-Spanish 3D computer-animated comedy fantasy film that featured the voices of Emily Blunt, Danny DeVito, and John Krasinski was released on Netflix in 2020? Question number three. What 1945 satirical novel by George Orwell originally featured the subtitle, A Fairy Story, and includes such characters as Old Major, a boar, Napoleon and Snowball, two young pigs, and Mr. Jones, an irresponsible and alcoholic farmer? Question number four. What American drama television series, based on an Australian film of the same name, starred Ellen Barkin, who portrays the leading role of Janine Smurf Cody? Question number five. What does the animal rights organization, PETA, stand for? Question number 6. What 1978 American comedy cult classic starred John Belushi and had a plot centering on college fraternity antics? This movie was made for $3 million, but grossed over $141 million at the box office. Question number 7. What British electro-pop band released the 2014 single, Gooey, and most recently scored a hit with their 2020 single, Heat Waves? Question number 8. What is the name of the children's TV show produced by the Jim Henson Company, which first aired on TLC in 2003? The character Pancake, a lavender water buffalo, also made an appearance in a 2008 Hannah Montana episode. What is this program? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round one. I want to fact you like an animal.
Whoa.
Question. Racy. Question number one. The popular Nintendo video game that features a character named Tom Nook is Animal Crossing.
Tom Nook is a crook.
You're always paying off that mortgage.
Yeah.
You're just there to live the island dream, you know?
Right.
Question number two. The 2020 circus-themed 3D computer-animated comedy fantasy film that featured the voices of Emily Blunt and Danny DeVito is Animal Crackers. I don't remember this at all.
I missed this one too. I do remember seeing the advertising for it though. But Kelly and I both did catch Emily Blunt in Jungle Cruise. And I'm not too embarrassed to admit that.
No.
She looked good.
I think she always looks good.
Yeah, she does.
Question number three. The 1945 novel by George Orwell that originally featured the subtitle, A Fairy Story, is Animal Farm.
Four legs good, two legs bad.
Jeez.
Cool.
Question number four. The American drama TV series based on an Australian film of the same name that starred Ellen Barkin as Janine Smurf Cody is Animal Kingdom.
So I expect all of our Aussie taters to get that one. We do have quite a few.
Yeah, there's a number of you. Question number five. The animal rights organization PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Do you know what I like my PETA with?
Blood.
Hummus.
Oh, shoot.
You dark, girl.
Hey, it's PETA. Question number six. The 1978 American comedy cult classic that starred John Belushi engaging in college fraternity antics is Animal House.
College fraternity antics. Not a friend of the show. I prefer to self-haze, thanks.
Oh.
The parade scene in this movie was filmed on Main Street in my small town where I grew up in, and they still, to this day, have a toga party parade down Main Street every single year to honor the fact that Animal House was filmed in Cottage Grove, Oregon.
That's commitment.
I know.
They need a new thing. Question number seven. The British electro-pop band behind the hit singles Gooey and Heat Waves is Glass Animals.
I love them.
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
I love that Heatwave song.
Their music is sexy.
Yeah, I'm sold.
They can stay.
Question number eight. The name of the children's TV show produced by the Jim Henson Company, which premiered in 2003 and featured a character named Pancake, a lavender water buffalo, is Animal Jam.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, not having seen this series, and just say that Pancake might be family, if you know what I mean.
I know. I do know what you mean. That's cute, though.
Super cute.
Moving on to round two.
Round number two is our audio round. This one is called Tinsel Tunes. This is a music round consisting of songs inspired by Los Angeles. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. Two. Strictly for the weather, women and the sticky green, no seats, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood, ain't no love lost. Got me mixed up, you drunk them licks up. Mad cause I got my and my forfeit. The game is mine. I'ma spell my name one more time. Check it, it's the N-O-T-O. Four. Five. This bird is flown. Show your life now. This time it's got to be good. You get it right now, yeah. Six. Seven.
Here are the answers for round two, Tinsel Tunes. Song number one was Beverly Hills by Weezer. Song number two was Walking in LA by Missing Persons. Song number three was Going Back to Cali by Notorious B.I.G. Song number four was Los Angeles by X. Los Angeles. Song number five was Hollywood by Madonna. Everybody comes to Hollywood. They wanna make it in the neighborhood. Song number six was City of Stars. We'll accept either La La Land or Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone as recording artists. City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Song number seven was All I Wanna Do by Sheryl Crow. All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up. And song number eight was I Love LA by Randy Newman. I love LA.
So kind of like Los Angeles, this music round is a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Very hit and miss experience on this list. My favorite song in this round is Los Angeles by X.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unfamiliar with the band X, look them up. Exene Cervenka is a goddess. Walking in LA by Missing Persons is fun as well. Sheryl Crow is one of those artists similar to like Bruce Springsteen that I like never cared for. And once I hit 38, I'm like, wow, I'm really loving these jams.
Give me that light FM all day.
Total dad rock.
Yeah.
No thank you to La La Land. And I don't think that I could dislike an artist more than Randy Newman.
Oh, it's so hard.
It is the worst.
Very distinctive and a distinct hatred.
I have skipped the entire Toy Story franchise because he provides the music.
Yeah, you know his voice is about to pop up around any corner. You've got a friend.
Exactly. I hate it.
It's very bad. You're welcome. Moving on to round three.
Round number three is called Text Me. And by text, we mean textile. Huge shout out to our newest patron, Jackie, who shared her passion with us with this category suggestion. This classic subject round is about historic textiles and the world of fiber arts.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, thanks.
Question number one. An islandware staple, what woven fabric, originally solely made from wild flax, is one of the oldest fabrics in existence, dating back to ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia. Question number two. What is considered the simplest textile art? The process involves animal fibers being matted together using heat and moisture. Question number three. Considered a supreme achievement of the Norman Romanesque and one of the most famous tapestries of all time, the Bayeux Tapestry is a 230-foot long embroidered cloth depicting the events leading up to the Norman conquest of England. What is the name of the infamous 1066 battle depicted on the Bayeux Tapestry? Question number four. Used for clothing and textile arts, what is the softest blend of yarn? This type of yarn is made from fibers obtained from certain breeds of goats. What is it called? Question number six. What queen who reigned over the UK and Great Britain for 63 years was a prolific knitter and inspired the popularity of all kinds of handwork, including knitting? Question number six. Nylon is a silk-like man-made fabric composed of synthetic polymers, generally made from petroleum. What decade was nylon first commercially used? Hint: it is the same decade that Marlene Dietrich starred in Shanghai Express and The Scarlet Empress. Question number seven. One of the largest international collection of textiles, with a collection that spans a 4,000-year period from antiquity to the present, the Textile Arts Museum is located in what city in France? Question number eight. What British artist and cultural figure of Victorian Britain is known for his wallpaper and textile designs and considered a key figure associated with the British arts and crafts movement? Also known for his political activism, he founded the Socialist League in 1884. We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Mm-hmm.
hear the answers for round three, text me. Question number one. The islandwear staple and woven fabric that is one of the oldest fabrics in existence, dating back to ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia, is linen.
Lay me down on sheets of linen. Sorry.
Just like that.
Yeah. So obviously part of the reason why it's good for island climates is because it actually dries out faster than cotton. So when you get all sweaty and gross, then you can still go to dinner and not be embarrassed by your sweat rings.
Your linen looks brand new.
I feel like it always gets kind of like bunched and wrinkly though.
It is a wrinkly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have it all.
No, I say this owning literally zero pieces of linen clothing.
Question number two. Consider the simplest textile art, with the process involving animal fibers being matted together using heat and moisture, describes felting.
That description sounds really gross, right?
It sounds nasty.
It totally does.
I now hate felt.
Hey, Kelly, you want to mat together some animal fibers using heat and moisture?
No.
No, girl. Let's just go to the bar. I'm good.
I'm busy today.
I hate it.
Question number three. One of the most famous tapestries of all time, the Bayeux Tapestry, depicts the events leading up to the Norman conquest of England. The name of the infamous 1066 battle is the Battle of Hastings. Question number four. Used for clothing and textile arts, the softest blend of yarn made from fibers obtained from goats is cashmere. Question number five. The queen who reigned over the UK and Great Britain for 63 years, who was a prolific knitter and influencer of the craft, was Queen Victoria.
I would say that Kelly is a prolific cross stitcher.
Aw, thanks, bud.
Yeah. Your stuff is so cute. It's amazing.
Aw, thanks.
A few birthdays back, Kelly cross stitched me a very cute situation with some flowers that said stay tender in gold embroidery thread.
Yeah, for my tender buddy.
Yeah, for this tender bud. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
Aw.
I do like that Queen Victoria was the original influencer, though.
Pretty good.
There would be no Etsy without her.
There would be no a lot of things without her, probably.
Fair enough.
Question number six. Nylon, the silk-like man-made fabric, was first commercially used in the 1930s. Question number seven. One of the largest international collection of textiles, the Textile Arts Museum, is located in Lyon, France. Question number eight.
Whoa, Kelly. What was that? Was it Queen Victoria tapping with her knitting needles from inside her tomb?
Could have been.
You never know.
I think it's more likely it was a triple tater.
Kelly, I think you're right. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
The British artist and Victorian cultural figure, known for his wallpaper and textile designs, who is considered a key figure associated with the British arts and crafts movement, is William Morris. I would not have known that.
Oh, really?
No.
I actually would have. William Morris is my dude. I did this entire project on him because I was really into the British arts and crafts movement. His wallpaper designs are amazing. So I did these wallpaper patterns in the style of William Morris.
Oh, dang. You're familiar.
Very familiar. But he was heavily linked to one of my favorite architects of all time, Philip Webb, who's very like neo-Gothic. And William Morris actually lived in a Philip Webb house called the Red House, which is a really famous house that's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's brick and it's totally asymmetrical and it's gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I am a big William Morris fan. He's a legend.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to round four.
Just a small warning going into round four. For all of you modest taters, this round is called In the Flesh. This celebrity pop culture round is on famous entertainers who have willingly bared it all for the world to see.
Question number one. This A-list actor didn't shy away from fully nude scenes when portraying Jordan Belfort in the 2013 film The Wolf of Wall Street. He confirmed it was not a body double, adding, "It was all me, pal. All the flopping around, it was all me." Who is he? Question number two. What member of the Beatles appeared naked on the iconic Rolling Stone magazine cover that was published in January of 1981 and was taken by Annie Leibovitz? Question number three. This Oscar-winning Swedish actor, with a breakout role as a humanoid robot in 2014's Ex Machina, revealed she has a one-take policy for fully nude or sex scenes. Question number four. This former Batman and current rekindled flame of Jennifer Lopez commented on his nude scene in the 2014 film Gone Girl by saying, "This is a warts and all movie. It can have no vanity." Question number five. This Australian musician, known for keeping her body and even her face under wraps, posted a naked picture of herself online in 2017 after discovering that a naked photo of her was being sold online to fans. With this display of generosity, perhaps her 2016 hit single, Cheap Thrills, should have been titled Free Thrills. Question number six. This American actor comes from a family of filmmakers and fellow actors and bared it all while portraying the lead role in the 2002 BDSM drama Secretary. Who is she? Question number seven. This Oscar-nominated actor ditched his mankini and engaged in a fully nude fight in 2006's Borat. Question number eight. This Grammy Award-winning musician from Detroit was named Entertainer of the Year by Time Magazine in 2019, the same year her hit album, 'Cause I Love You, topped the charts and featured a naked photo of her on the cover. Who is she?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round four, In the Flesh. Question number one. The star of The Wolf of Wall Street, who bared it all and later boasted, "It was all me, pal. All the flopping around, it was all me," is Leonardo DiCaprio.
That sounds gross, the flopping part.
Lots of flopping, apparently.
No, thank you. I did love that movie, though. Margot Robbie was incredible.
Yes, as she always is.
And Jonah Hill was pretty rad.
You're right. And Matthew McConaughey.
Not my favorite part.
Question number two. The member of the Beatles who appeared naked on the iconic 1981 Rolling Stone magazine cover was John Lennon.
And a fun fact, or not so fun fact, is that just hours after that photo was taken, Lennon was fatally shot by a former security guard. So when this photo shoot happened, Lennon and Yoko were crazy in love. And by the time the magazine came out, she was a widow.
That's sad.
It's really sad. Also, the fact that she has been this total scapegoat for breaking up the Beatles, for, you know, like not being worthy of John Lennon, etc., is garbage because she is an amazing person too.
Yeah, that's all ridiculous.
It's rude, it's racist, it's sexist, and it's totally wrong, if you ask me.
Agreed. Question number 3. The Swedish actor with a breakout role as a humanoid robot in 2014's Ex Machina, who revealed she has a one-take policy for fully naked or sex scenes, is Alicia Vikander.
I appreciate that one-take policy because who wants to be like, oh, take number 36?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be doing that all day.
I'll tell you who would, men.
That's true. Fair enough.
Was that good enough? Do you need some more flopping around? No, the answer is no.
Question number 4. The former Batman and on-again boyfriend of J-Lo, who commented on his Gone Girl nude scene, saying, "This is a warts and all movie. It can have no vanity," is Ben Affleck. Question number 5. The private Australian musician who posted a naked picture of herself online in 2017 after discovering that a naked photo of her was being sold online to fans is Sia.
What a power play, but also I don't know if you saw the photo that she posted, but she looks great.
I bet.
Yeah, good buns.
Also, stop selling photos of women. Thank you. Question number 6. The actor who bared it all while portraying the lead role in the 2002 BDSM drama Secretary is Maggie Gyllenhaal. Question number 7. The actor who ditched his mankini and engaged in a fully nude fight in 2006's Borat is Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'm going to give a strong boo hiss to both mankinis and fully nude fights.
And Borat or no?
And racist comedies. He also bared it all in Bruno, so, and homophobic comedies. Hey.
Yeah, I've missed both of these things.
Good for you. The fact that the Borat sequel was legit nominated for Oscars.
So weird. I don't even understand.
I'm sorry, but it's not funny that other cultures treat women like garbage. It's also not funny that we treat other cultures like garbage.
I only watched the Giuliani scene. I like fast forwarded to it, watched it, and then turned it off.
And actually, I think that's the best thing that came out of that movie was Giuliani being exposed in that way. He's the worst.
Question number 8. The Grammy award-winning musician that was named Entertainer of the Year by Time Magazine, the same year her hit album with a naked photo of herself was released, is Lizzo. Friend of the show.
Gorgeous album cover, for sure.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. This gritty blues rock singer scored a hit with his 1969 Beatles cover, With a Little Help from My Friends. This version was also featured as the theme song to the popular TV sitcom, The Wonder Years. Who was he? Question number 2. Also known as a dead leg, what is the common term for a painful, involuntary cramp in the legs that involves muscles contracting without warning? Question number 3. Illinois, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin all share the same type of state flower, which according to Greek mythology symbolizes modesty. What is this flower? Question number 4. This former NFL tight end helped the Chicago Bears win an NFL championship in 1963, returning to coach the team over two decades later and guiding them back to victory at the 1986 Super Bowl. Who is he? Question number 5. Who was the first Roman emperor, reigning from 27 BC until his death in AD 14? Hint, his great uncle was Julius Caesar, and his only biological child was Julia the Elder. Question number 6. What is the alliterative term for the gross prank that involves inserting one's finger in their mouth to coat it in saliva, then promptly inserting it in another person's ear? Question number 7. Founded by Louise Post and Nina Gordon in Chicago in 1992, what alternative rock band released two hit albums in the 1990s, American Thighs in 1994 and Eight Arms to Hold You in 1998? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The blues rock singer behind the 1969 Beatles cover, With a Little Help from My Friends, that was later featured as the theme song to the TV sitcom The Wonder Years, is Joe Cocker. Question number 2. Also known as a dead leg, the common term for a painful, involuntary cramp in the legs is a Charlie horse.
Not a friend of the show.
Ouch.
I hate those.
These are the worst.
Yeah, sometimes I get them during yoga and then all of a sudden I'm like, or in the middle of the night where you're just like, why?
Oh, it hurts. I feel like I'm dying. You like wake up and you're like, what could possibly be going wrong?
I don't know, but it feels very wrong.
I hate it. Question number 3. Illinois, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin all share the same type of state flower, which symbolizes modesty, and is a violet.
It makes sense, the whole like shrinking violet thing, when you realize that its Greek roots symbolized modesty.
Yeah, totally.
It's cute.
Question number 4. The former Chicago Bear, who won an NFL championship in 1963, returning to coach the team over two decades later and guiding them back to victory in 1986, is Mike Ditka.
Who looks like the quintessential dad. Like that mustache, that hairdo.
Yeah, totally. Football dad.
For sure.
Question number 5. The first Roman emperor reigning from 27 BC until his death in AD 14 is Augustus. We'll also accept Caesar Augustus.
What if next time we fire up the trivia time machine, it puts us back in AD 14?
I'm not sure what kind of songs we'd end up playing.
Maybe a little lute and a little harp.
Cool. Find me in the brothel with the grapes.
Hey, me too.
Question number 6. The alliterative term for the prank that involves inserting one's finger in their mouth and then promptly inserting it into another person's ear is a wet willy. Not COVID approved.
No.
These antics are not good for virus spread.
Why was this ever a thing? It's so gross.
So nasty.
I hate it. Haha, gotcha.
Not cool.
Wet willies do not have the trivia time seal of approval.
Hell no. Question number 7. The alt-rock band who released 2 hit albums in the 1990s, American Thighs and 8 Arms to Hold You, is Veruca Salt.
They had some really great hit singles in the 90s, as well as like L7's Pretend That We're Dead. But also it's funny because the name Veruca is actually a slang term for like a wart in England.
Huh. Lots of warts content in this episode.
Which brings us back to Ben Affleck. J-Lo, what you doing, girl?
Warts and all.
Yeah, Verucas and all.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Joe Cocker,
Charlie Horse,
Violet,
Mike Ditka,
Augustus,
Wet Willie,
and Veruca Salt.
And all of those answers include names of characters from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Veruca Salt is my favorite. She is such a terror.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the best.
You're always making things difficult.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was the owl suit. I feel like you should have an owl suit.
You know what? I should, and I don't. Or at least like an owl tie or something, right?
Yeah, to pair with a nice suit. Let's fix it.
Owls in suits are very cute as well.
Ooh, super cute. The question that went with this anagram was, released in 2021 on HBO, what satirical comedy drama series follows the lives of the staff and guests at a tropical resort in Hawaii? And the answer is White Lotus. The owl suit scrambles up to be White Lotus.
And both Kelly and I are huge fans of this series.
Woohoo!
It's super funny, very clever, well-written.
Kind of dark.
Yes, very dark, has some incredible performances. I mean, Jennifer Coolidge is in it, and she's fantastic in everything.
She's amazing in everything.
But if you haven't watched White Lotus and you have HBO, do so now. It's great.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or feedback. Our email address is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for weekly round reveals, free answers, and bonus questions. That wraps up this episode of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I've been joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime. We hope you enjoyed listening and playing along. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We might even give you a shout out in a future episode.
Our background and answer break music this week was The Island of Tranquil Exactitude by Eschaton.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California. Special thanks to Zach, Lydia, Abe, and all of our trivia buddies.
Until next time, later taters. This is a warts and all movie. It can have no vanity. Is Ben Affleck.
Warts and all?
Aww.
No, thank you. No warts. I mean, but I don't want to say that and have people feel bad because they have warts, I guess.
True. American Thighs and 8 Arms to Hold You is Veruca?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know that band?
Nope.
How about Seether?
No.
Oh my God, Kelly.
Sorry.
It's like quintessential 90s girl rock.
I'm sorry.
How about Volcano Girls?
No.
You're getting the Marge Simpson disapproval.